听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, Mike Horn is one of the most accomplished explorers in the world. He's been just about everywhere in the world, and he's seen just about everything there is to see. Now, Mike Horn is turning his attention outside of himself and is devoting his life to passing his knowledge and passion for the earth down to the next generation. Let's find out more in the reading as we begin on page 23 in the top right-hand column.
Mike Horn, Adventurer with a Cause. In 2008, Horn began another unique adventure, one that will take 4 years to complete. Instead of trying to achieve more personal goals, Horn is now dedicated to sharing his knowledge and experience with others. The Pangaea Expedition. He calls his latest expedition the Pangaea Expedition, with Pangaea standing for a pan-global adventure for environmental action. By the end of this expedition, Horn will have traveled 100,000 kilometers and crossed all of the continents and oceans. But this time, he won't be going alone.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. And we're back for our second day of talking about adventurer Mike Horn. This is an amazing man who has gone on many expeditions. Yesterday, we learned about his expedition on foot across the continent of South America and also his trek with his friend to the North Pole from Russia. Very amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And this man began another unique adventure, one that will take 4 years to complete. Now, I think his most difficult up to this point has been going completely around the world, following the equator all the way around the world without using any motored transportation. And that expedition took 17 months. This one is going to take 4 years to complete.
Now, the earlier expeditions that we talked about yesterday, they kind of all involved personal goals for Mike Horn. He did these on his own or just with one other person. But now, instead of trying to achieve more personal goals, Horn is now dedicated to sharing his knowledge and experience with others. We're going to learn about this new expedition that involves many others.
Okay, so our next section is entitled the Pangaea Expedition. This is this 4-year-long expedition. Now, that word Pangaea is an interesting word. The Pangaea is, that's a word that comes from a theory. Some people believe that all 7 continents of the world were millions and millions of years ago connected to each other. So these 7 continents that you know of today, actually, some people think, were at one time one supercontinent or one all-connected continent. And that supercontinent is called Pangaea.
So let's find out why he's calling this newest adventure the Pangaea Expedition. And our text tells us that he calls his latest expedition the Pangaea Expedition, with Pangaea standing for something very special. Now, if you look at the first letter and then all of the following letters of Pangaea, it's going to make up the next part of this sentence. It stands for a pan-global adventure for environmental action. Chip, could we break down some of those words and take a little bit closer look at what this actually means?
Right. Well, that first word is used in a unique way. That word pan is not the kind of pan that you would use in your kitchen to fry fish, like a frying pan. But here, we're using this as a prefix or kind of an adjective where we're talking about all across the world. It's pan-global. So it's all across the globe or the earth.
So he is going to take this trip that's going to take him 4 years, this expedition, pan-global, going all the way across the world again, but this time it's for environmental action. We hear a lot about the environment today and how it's important for human beings to take care of our environment and make sure that we're not polluting and doing other things that would hurt it. And this is a trip that's going to be focused on that, taking environmental action over the next 4 years.
And our article says, by the end of this expedition, this journey, Horn will have traveled 100,000 kilometers. Now, that is a lot of kilometers. That means in the future, at the end of this expedition, he will have traveled in the past 100,000 kilometers.
I can't even imagine traveling that far, and I know that he has 4 years to do it in, but I would think that he would be so very tired, and it would be hard to keep on going. But our article tells us that within these 100,000 kilometers, he is going to end up crossing all of the continents and all of the oceans. That is so much space to cover. That's absolutely amazing to me.
It absolutely is amazing. But this time, he won't be going alone. His other expeditions, he's done by himself. But this time, he is not going alone. He's not doing this solo.
Well, I think this Mike Horn must be a very brave person. As we've learned, he's done a lot of these expeditions on his own. I just think that that would be really difficult and even scary at times. He's encountered things like polar bears, and he's gone all the way down the Amazon River where there are a lot of snakes and alligators, and he just must be a very brave man. Now, Chip, I do have a question for you. You said that you like this Mike Horn guy and that you admire him, but could you do these things that Mike Horn is doing?
Well, he is definitely a very unique man. I think his courage is unique. I mean, I hope that I am the kind of man who has that kind of courage and who desires to face challenges in the same way that Mike Horn does. But I don't know. And actually, would my wife let me take these kinds of challenges?
We'll answer that question later. But right now, we're going to go to a skit and take a break. But come back, because we have a lot more to discuss about Mike Horn.
Soon, I'll begin another adventure.
What else is there, Mike?
Oh, a lot. I'll cross all the continents and oceans. That's about 62,000 miles.
Wow, another personal goal for you to achieve.
Oh, no, this trip will be different. I'm dedicated to sharing my knowledge and experience with young people.
Now, how will you do that?
Well, I'm choosing young people from around the world to accompany me.
Now, that is a challenge.
12 young people at a time will participate.
Doing what?
There will be 12 different projects. We'll study glaciers, we'll treat water, we'll...
That sounds like a unique experience.
That's for sure. We'll take the journey on board my sailboat with a team of scientists.
Like a floating science class.
Yes, teaching those young explorers about protecting and preserving the Earth.
Sounds like you have a passion.
Oh, I do, and I'm passing it down to the next generation.
Good for you, Mike.
Well, hey, I've got a boat to catch. I'll see you in 4 years.
Goodbye, Mike. See you in 4 years.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking about adventurer Mike Horn, and we're learning that he's not flying solo anymore. He's dedicated himself to protecting the environment, and his latest adventure, called the Pangaea Expedition, was conceived with the aim of educating people to help him do just that, to save the Earth. Some key words to know in this section include accompany, as in, will Ron accompany you to the party Friday night? The word glacier, as in the captain turned the ship just in time and missed hitting the glacier. The word explorer, the young explorer will travel to the North Pole next year. And lastly, preserve. My mother preserves our family pictures to keep a record of our activities. Now, our lesson continues on page 23. Please follow in your magazines on line 12.
Mike Horn, adventurer with a cause. He's choosing young people from around the world, aged 13 to 20, to accompany him. 12 young people at a time will participate in one of 12 different projects, ranging from studying glaciers to treating water sources. The journey will take place on board Horn's 35-meter sailboat, the Pangaea, which will become a floating science class. Along with a team of scientists, Horn plans to teach the young explorers about protecting and preserving the Earth. In perhaps his most important expedition, Horn will pass down his passion for Earth's wonders to the next generation.
Welcome back. We're still talking about Mike Horn, and we are talking about his latest adventure, which he calls the Pangaea Expedition. And we've just learned that this time he is not going to do it alone. He's not going to do it as a solo expedition. He's choosing young people from around the world, aged 13 to 20, to accompany him. Accompany is one of our word bank words, and it's a verb, Chip. If you accompany someone, what does that mean you're doing?
Well, that means that you're going with that person. So maybe you might have somebody accompany you when you go to the store, or they might accompany you to school. That means they would go with you when you go to school. We're not talking about the noun, a company. That would be two words. This is one word, accompany, as a verb.
And he is choosing 12 young people at a time, and they will participate in one of 12 different projects, ranging from studying glaciers to treating water sources. This sounds so interesting to me. These 12 individuals, these 12 young people get to go and have this great expedition with Mike Horn and see things like glaciers. Now, glaciers are in very cold weather, but what exactly is a glacier?
Well, a glacier is a very unique environment, actually. A glacier is an enormous, large body of ice, a large block of ice that exists in the mountains, usually, or in the north. And this ice melts, so it shrinks, and it moves down from a high place to a low place, and it also grows a little bit as more snow falls on the glacier and it packs down into the ice. So it moves and it grows and it shrinks all at the same time. It's almost like these glaciers are alive.
So it sounds like they'll have a good time studying glaciers and doing things like treating water sources. Now, where will this journey take place? According to our text, it will take place on board Horn's 35-meter sailboat, which is conveniently called the Pangaea. I think that's a good choice of name for his sailboat since they're on the Pangaea expedition.
Certainly, certainly. So this Pangaea will become a floating science class. Or a classroom, basically. And I always liked when in grade school or in high school when we would go on a trip for class, when we would take our class and we would go outside our normal classroom. Here, his classroom is a sailboat traveling across the world.
I did some cool things in science class too, but I don't think I ever did anything quite as neat as taking a science class on a boat and floating across the whole world. That just sounds like a great deal of fun to me. So, besides Mike Horn and the students that he's taking along, it also says that he will be bringing a team of scientists, people who know a lot about the environment and the places they're going. This will be very helpful. I'm sure the students will learn very much from these people. And what does Mike Horn plan to teach these young explorers as they travel?
Well, he's teaching these explorers about protecting and preserving the Earth. And that word preserving is another one of our word bank words. And it means to preserve something is to keep it safe, to keep it from going bad. So a museum preserves ancient or very old artifacts. It keeps them safe so that they don't go bad.
So these young explorers will have the chance to learn how to protect and preserve the Earth. An explorer is simply a person who likes to go out maybe on adventures and who travels into areas that are not very well known by many people. A lot of times we read about famous explorers in history classes. I know growing up in America, we learned about the famous explorer Columbus who discovered America. He went into areas that were unknown. So these are 12 very lucky explorers to be going with Mike Horn.
Okay, and now we're going to look at a Did You Know feature that's going to tell us what all is included in this Pangaea expedition. Stay tuned.
This month, the Pangaea expedition will visit the ice-cut fjords of New Zealand's South Island. Other 2009 destinations include trips to Indonesia and India. In 2010, the Pangaea expedition will go to Nepal's Himalayan mountains and China's Yellow River Gobi Desert region. 2011 will feature trips to Earth's North Polar region, and 2012 will wrap up the expedition with projects in Brazil and East Africa.
Well, I have certainly had a lot of fun learning about Mike Horn today, and our text ends by saying, in perhaps his most important expedition, Horn will pass down his passion for Earth's wonders to the next generation, beginning with those 12 lucky explorers who are learning all about the world and how to protect and preserve our environment.
Now, Chelsea, I think there is one question that still needs to be answered, and that is, would my wife, that's you, let me go on one of these expeditions?
Well, it does seem a little bit dangerous, Chip, and it does take a lot of time. I wouldn't want you gone for 4 years, but I think if you let me come along, I think I would let you go.
All right. Well, I am a lucky man.
We hope you enjoyed learning about Mike Horn today. We're going to go to the chat room now, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the chat room. Ken is with me today. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Brandon. Hi, friends. It's good to see all of you again. So, Brandon, what would you like to chat about today?
Well, Ken, we've been talking about expeditions and adventures today, and I've been thinking about going on an adventure soon myself.
An adventure? What kind of adventure?
Well, I'm thinking of going on an African safari.
A safari? What's that?
A safari is just a trip on land where you explore different things. And it is very common to go on a safari in Africa.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, especially if you are an adventurous person. Are you an adventurous person, Ken?
Well, maybe, but I'm not really sure what you mean by that.
Adventurous is an adjective that means you like to try new things or you like to take risks.
Well, then yes, I am an adventurous person. Can I join you on your safari?
Sure, Ken. That would be great. We'll be adventurers in Africa.
Wait, you mean we'll be going on an adventure in Africa?
Right, and so we'll be adventurers.
Adventures?
No, listen carefully. Adventurer. An adventurer is a person who seeks adventure.
Oh, I see. 注意这两个字的发音 ,adventure 跟 adventurer。Adventure 是冒险。Adventurer, 字尾稍微拉长变成了人探险家。Adventurous 是形容词喜欢冒险的。那刚刚 Brandon 提到的 safari 是非洲的狩猎旅行。
Well, Ken, before we go on our safari, we need to go to Michelle for language tips. Michelle?
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看的是 accompany 这个动词。accompany 中间有 company 陪伴这个名词，所以 accompany 就是指陪同或伴随。例如 ，Charles will accompany his mother to the clinic to see the doctor。Charles 会陪着妈妈去诊所看医生。accompany 也指附带有某个东西。例如 ，The steak is accompanied by mashed potatoes。牛排会附上马铃薯泥。继续我们看的是 explorer 这个名词，它的动词是 explore,E-X-P-L-O-R-E, 探索或探险。所以名词 explorer 是指探险家。例如 ,Christopher Columbus was the explorer who found the Americas. 克里斯多福·哥伦布是发现美洲的探险家。或者是 ,He's a famous Antarctic explorer. 他是一位有名的南极探险家。所以我们看的是 preserve 这个动词 ,pre 这个字首有提早的意思 ,serv 这个字根有保存的意思。所以 preserve 是指保护、保持或保存。例如 ,everyone should do their part to preserve the environment. 每一个人都应该尽自己的本分来保护环境。或者是 ,many women spend a large fortune trying to preserve their youth.许多女性砸大钱尝试保持青春不老，或者是 The traditions are well preserved and still practiced in this village. 这些传统在这个村庄被好好的保存，而且还是在实行。And that's all for today. Don't forget to come back next time. Bye-bye.
Mike Horn, adventurer with a cause.In 2008, Horn began another unique adventure, one that will take 4 years to complete. Instead of trying to achieve more personal goals, Horn is now dedicated to sharing his knowledge and experience with others. The Pangaea Expedition. He calls his latest expedition the Pangaea Expedition, with Pangaea standing for a pan-global adventure for environmental action. By the end of this expedition, Horn will have traveled 100,000 kilometers and crossed all of the continents and oceans. But this time, he won't be going alone. He's choosing young people from around the world, aged 13 to 20, to accompany him. 12 young people at a time will participate in one of 12 different projects, ranging from studying glaciers to treating water sources. The journey will take place on board Horn's 35-meter sailboat, the Pangaea, which will become a floating science class. Along with a team of scientists, Horn plans to teach the young explorers about protecting and preserving the Earth. In perhaps his most important expedition, Horn will pass down his passion for Earth's wonders to the next generation.
Friends, wouldn't it be great if you could study with Mike Horn on the Pangaea sailboat?Actually, friends, that dream could become a reality. If you are between the ages of 13 and 20, log on to www.yep.mikehorn.com and apply. Who knows? You could be one of the lucky 144 young people to explore the world with adventurer Mike Horn. Now, please join us tomorrow as we start a new lesson. It's deeply connected to the holiday celebrated by millions of people around the world. Yes, I'm talking about Easter. Everyone, have a great day. We'll see you next time.